Hello and welcome to Teacher Sim on a Friday. Today I'm going to be talking about how I have a job. I've secured myself a position at the New City Academy, which is to open next September, and I'm extremely pleased with the fact that I have been offered a position as ICT teacher. No more, no less, but that's what I've been offered. I'm very pleased with that, and I'm glad that the Academy has seen fit to offer me this position. This position is, of course, conditional, as you can expect, on me graduating as a teacher, and that should happen in Easter of next year. But on that, I'll come back to that in a minute. But the long and the short of it is that I've been successful. I now know what's going to happen, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the change. I'm happy with the way in which it's going to work. And I'll be able to renegotiate my position there and hopefully get myself some extra money. Received another observation in which I was viewed by my Cambridge University colleague, of which he came and watched me teach a lesson. He was very pleased with my lesson. I got it very good for it, and some comments and some feedback that were very positive, and gave me the impression that he was happy with the way in which I was going. He also made an interesting point. He was talking to me about my concerns about what I was good at and what I wasn't so good at, and he concluded that I need to remember that I'm doing graduating on the basis that I am while I'm teaching full time. Other people graduate after doing what's called a PGCE, and the PGCE course allows people to teach for a term and also to be assessed on their evidence they've created over the year, both theoretical and practical. I'm trying to do everything and be a professional teacher in which I do everything right all the time, which is right and good and proper. But he reminded me that I am still in a graduate trainee position, and that there will be things that I'll need to do for my professional development, and I'm not have to do everything perfect all the time. This is quite comforting, as there is parts of my work that I find more difficult, such as assessments and levelling and marking, as opposed to things I find quite easy, which is the presenting and also the preparation, which I find quite enjoyable. It's coming up to the end of the term and the kids are starting to feel it, but also I think what's happening around the school is that there is an uneasiness about things that are going on. For example, everyone's had to have either an interview or a discussion about their future career, and when things like that are in question, I think teachers find that difficult, as would anybody would, because it's quite a safe and secure environment which they're in. So because of that, the weather being changing, it's darker in the mornings, it's darker at nights. Also the fact that it is coming to the end of term, and this term is a little bit longer, that the students are starting to be slightly more raucous. But I've discovered that one of the main issues is that it's not really in the classroom that causes the problem, which most teachers have control. It's around about the school, and there are people like the deputy head, for example, who's running around the school trying to sort out these issues, and they're difficult to sort out because it's tit for tat, and it's more than one person, it takes two to tango and all those type of things, and that's proven quite difficult for him to sort out. And for others to sort out, as you've got someone saying, it wasn't me, he started it, it wasn't them, they started it, and this is what happened here and there. So that's causing me to be a bit more anxious about things as well, and I'm quite concerned about it. I like to get involved in the local community of the school and be around during breaks and lunch times and in between lessons to help with these things. I think it's important. I think it's our responsibility to do so, because other colleagues will appreciate it also, just as we will. So that's something that's been really irritating me at the moment. So thank you for listening. I know it's quite short today, but there's a lot to do. But I'm very pleased that I've got my job at the Academy. I'm very pleased about my teacher training. And the only thing I'm not pleased about is the fact that I have 11 essays to do and have them completed quite soon. So that's the only thing causing me any grief at all. I am looking to do some podcasting with some students soon, so hopefully I'll be able to publish them, in which you'll be able to get some examples of what the students are doing. Grateful for all you who listen. I'm getting quite a bit of a listenership, as they say, and I appreciate that. Please email any comments or anything you want to add to the show to me. I'd be happy to include them, and I appreciate you guys listening. So till next time, take care and be happy. Thank you.